we do not have faith in the justice system in Nigeria. That is why we are worried about the safety of Nnamdi. And we want the civilized world to be aware of that situation, where the convention for extradition is observed. In this particular case, we did not see extradition. The style with which they brought him to Nigeria is suspect. We think it is something we have called international gangsterism. And because of that, these fellows don't respect the rule of law. And that is why we think the international community should be aware of this and help to make sure that Nnamdi Kanu is safe.
Some people are expressing concern that he will have his day in court. So the World Igbo Congress is making a mountain out of a molehill when they know very well that Nnamdi Kanu is going to have his day in court. The court process is proceeding smoothly. So there's nothing to worry about. How do you respond to that?
I would take it with a pinch of salt when you said the court process is proceeding very smoothly. We don't have faith or confidence in the judicial system. I'll give you an example of one kind of somersault in the Nigerian judicial system. A state in Igbo land, there was a runoff election. Suddenly, an individual who was fourth in position in terms of the number of votes he had, the court in Nigeria made him number one, and he is not governor of that state. Is that a judicial system you can have confidence in? When it comes to issues concerning the Igbo people, they have never received justice, and therefore we think that the international community should be aware of this and help us make sure that the court system, like you said, will run smoothly. We want it to run smoothly, and I believe there will be Nnamdi Kanu's team of lawyers will be there, and we hope there will be no somersault of any sort.
Nnamdi Kanu has been a thorn in the flesh of the Nigerian authorities. He's created so much instability in Igbo land, and that he recently ordered for the murder of or the attack of police stations that led to the killing of police officers who have family, who have children, and that he should be dealt with in accordance with the full force of the law.
No, I don't agree. I do not agree that Nnamdi Kanu issued order that led to the killing of police people and so on. There's something they call unknown gunmen. And we are aware of the fact that these unknown gunmen are essentially some of those people I spoke about earlier, those marauders, the Fulani herdsmen who were brought into Nigeria through their open border policy. And they all flooded into Nigeria and now are soldiers and policemen flooding the entire southeastern Nigeria. They do things and they are put on Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB and ESN. These are not responsible for that. The actual killing of people, the actual burning of government institutions are carried out by these unknown gunmen. A lot of the people who are in Nigeria are afraid of government, and this is why they don't speak out.
Critics of the World Igbo Congress are saying that in spite of the inflammatory statements that Nnamdi Kanu has made, that seeks to undermine the territorial integrity of Nigeria by calling on Igbos to pick up arms and demand cessation. The World Igbo Congress, they argue, has yet to condemn his actions against Nigerian as a state. How do you respond to that?
World Igbo Congress is completely not in support of violence. And but what we are saying is that in even where there is no violence, there is inalienable right of a people to self-determination. It is guaranteed by the Convention of the United Nations. And therefore, that is where we stand. If there's any action that can be attributed to Nnamdi Kanu, we are not in support of violence, and we do not think that Nnamdi Kanu is actually in support of violence. He may have said a thing or two by way of youthful exuberance, but he still is fighting for the inalienable right of Igbo people to self-determination, which is guaranteed of all for all indigenous people of this world. by the 2007 Convention of the United Nations.